us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning, and it's always great to be here.
Again, it's good to have you in studio today, and looks like with the city commission meeting tonight, a lot of things on the agenda. We'll get started, of course, with the consent agenda, and looks like we're going to have the second reading of an ordinance for adopting an electric rate schedule.
Yes, the first reading was at the last meeting. There's some slight adjustments to the rate schedule, and so for commission's consideration, they would entertain it for the second and final time.
And then, of course, the second reading of Ordinance G2104, which is an ordinance to amend Chapter 42 of the City of Coffeyville Code of Ordinances.
Yes, and that is, it's establishing electric and wireline infrastructure, and that goes on our electric poles. So it is one of those that's, I don't want to say necessarily it's a housekeeping issue, but it is one of those. This is to establish those connections, those fibers on our city poles.
And before we get to the new business, there is a special presentation, as we will have the swearing in of a new firefighter.
Yes, and that is Alex. He'll be joining us, and so that'll formally be done. And that's she is going to be a great asset to the fire department.
Okay, so she is joining in. She will be sworn in tonight. And now let's go ahead and get to the new business. A lot of new business. And let's go ahead and get started with the first one, because it looks like we're rezoning certain properties.
Yes, and this is, and I'll just, for Coffeyville Resources, I'll just say CVR. It is one of those that this first, and kind of explain, it first goes through the Planning Commission. It's a petition that is presented. There is certain statutory requirements that have to be done. It goes through the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission makes a recommendation and passes it to the Commission. So that happened last week. It is now comes before the City Commission for consideration, and it is for the expansion project. It is one of those that there is this rezones to C1, which is a commercial one. It does have some certain requirements in there, but there's also attached with that a memorandum of understanding that lays out conditions that have to be met to move the project forward. So it's all a good thing, and it's in writing, but that's for the commission's consideration to approve that.
All right. And then looks like we're looking to purchase 3 new police vehicles.
Well, and I want to recommend, or I want to thank the police department. During these times, we're watching every penny. And they are too. And this presented itself basically for just a slight increase over what we budgeted for 2 cars. We will get 3. So it presented itself, and of course, the police department is like other departments, watches every penny, and we go out with the idea that the savings that we get, and we get smarter, passes on to the taxpayers. So it is one of those. I commend them and thank them for really looking under every rock and making this happen. And so they will present that to the City Commission tonight for consideration.
All right. And then it looks like the next couple of resolutions have to do with things going on out at the airport.
You bet. And I'll start off by saying June 1st, the city has always owned the airport. It's our airport and that, but the operation of the airport is by the FBO. So in other words, another person operates, but we own. And effective June 1st, now we operate it. So the city has not only ownership, but the operation of the airport. The FBO is retiring. And so that turned back to the city's control. And so these are some of the things that we need. We had a little damage to our FOD strip, and that's basically debris strip. And so these are repairs. And then, of course, there's the avgas, and that's aviation fuel. And there is, in the process of taking over the operation, there was fuel left from the previous gentleman that operated it. So we're purchasing that, and that'll be sold as we go forward. And then, of course, the I think that covered about all three, except for, I apologize, the lighting. That is something that we've applied for through the FAA and been approved, and that's a grant, and it is. I haven't got the final numbers, but that ranges either the city's portion is only as high as 10%, but it does depend. But I think my understanding is we have even a lower percent to get these in, but it's a good thing for the airport and some upgrades and taking care of things. And repeating again, we took over operating June 1st.
All right. So, again, a lot of things going on out at the airport. The next ordinance is coming up is establishing a mill levy limitation for the library purposes.
Well, in this, I want to explain is as we go forward, during these trying times, it is one of those responsibility of every institution, public institution, that you do your best to keep property taxes in check. As we go through these troubled times, people are tightening their belts. And it is one of those that the city has to tighten their belt. And this does, it puts a limitation. It's not meant to hurt. It is simply putting a limitation on the mill levy. And it sits there and says that basically that if the commission should pass this, if they would like to increase the mill levy, which we are last 2 years have held the mill levy, if they would like to increase the mill levy, which is more tax dollars, then they need to come before the commission. Because the commission's goal, and as we work through budget time this year, is to hold the mill levy. We don't want to tax the public anymore. And it is one of those, even when things are going down, we are getting less because of valuation. We have to become smarter. We can't just pass this on and say, well, things are a little tough. We need to raise your taxes. So what this does, it is not meant to hurt. It just sits there and says, instead of just submitting a budget and sitting there and possibly raising it and saying, well, we're going to go up, even though the city is trying to hold it, it says, if that happens, you need to come and talk to the commission and explain why you need to raise that mill levy, which means more tax dollars from the public. So
right.
That's what that's about. And it's not meant to hurt. It's just a control process that says we're going to do everything to make sure we're not. We are. I can't speak for the other public entities, but the city is going to hold that mill levy as long as possibly can without losing services. We just need to get smarter. And that's what we've been doing the last 2 years, and we plan on doing it for a third year.
Basically, just get everybody on the same page.
That's
pretty much.
It. We're all in this together.
Exactly.
And we want the end result that we don't want. We don't want a budget that only has wants in it. It's got to be needs. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this is about. And like I said, again, it's not to hurt. It just gives a checks and balances and says we're all in. If that, the board needs to come. If approved, the board would need to, any raise, come to the city to ask that to raise the mill levy.
And the one of the last things on the list for tonight is the resolution to approve USDA 523.
Yes, this is a program when we started housing, and we're in the process of ramping up, but kind of making it short and simple. This is a USDA program. What the commission has before it is a resolution that if we are successful with this program, which is pertains to housing, the resolution is that they will sign is saying that if you are successful, you will comply with the USDA rules. And that goes for reporting, oversight, these kind of things, because it's a very extensive program. This is part of the application process, and hopefully sometime soon, we'll know if we're successful with that program for the city of Coffeyville.
All right, so some good stuff there tonight. And, sir, if anybody would like to come out to tonight's city commission, how can they do that?
You bet. We always love to see people at our meetings. It is one of those that... if you're needing assistance, if we go to the east side of the building, there's a walkway down, which is customer service door. And if you'll go through the customer service door and turn to your left, there's an elevator. And if you'll take that up to the second floor, we'll be in the commission room. You'll come out of the elevator, and it'll be to your right. And that starts at 6:30, and we do. We love comments from citizens. We learn. It is one of those. We know there's going to be good and there's going to be bad. But you can't learn if it's only good. So we want to improve, and that's what we strive to do. So bear with us. But come and enjoy us. The commissioners always do. We do still... these times, it is one of those that based on CDC... and KDHE, it is one of those that masks, they suggest that if unvaccinated, that you still wear a mask, but it also says if you're vaccinated, you don't. That's a tough situation. We don't check at the door, so it is one of those that to say we have a mask requirement anymore for the meeting, we do not.
Okay. All right. Well, sir, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.